Okay, be honest. Have you ever, gotten sucked into those Reddit relationship stories?
Oh, totally. The drama, the crazy situations, it's hard to look away.
Right. And today, we're going deep on three of those stories that really blew up online.
They're full of regret, betrayal, all that messy relationship stuff.
Yeah, and it makes you think, what would I do? So, first up, this one starts out kind of funny, but then gets real dark. The Case of the Impulsive Flash.
Ooh, yeah, this one.
So picture this. A woman, let's say Sarah, she's had a few drinks, right? Gets home kind of tipsy, walks in on her husband Mark hanging out with his friends. Typical Saturday night, right?
Yep, sounds pretty familiar.
Okay, but here's the thing. Sarah's phone is dying. She goes to grab the charger by the TV, and the guys are teasing her about blocking the game. So what does she do? In a moment of, let's call it liquid courage, flashes them.
Whoa, hold on, she flashed him.
Full on, pulls up her shirt, watch these instead. Super awkward Super Bowl party.
Wow, I can just imagine that silence the guy's faces. And to be fair, Sarah immediately regrets it, hightails it out of there.
You'd think, drunken mistake, it'll be a funny story later, right?
Yeah, you'd hope.
But nope, Mark is furious. Spends the entire night berating her, calling her names, just going off.
That seems a bit extreme, doesn't it?
Right. It's like, is he really that angry about the flashing or is something else going on?
Yeah, maybe this incident just brought up other issues they were already having.
That's what I was thinking. But it gets worse. The next day, Mark gives Sarah this list of
The
demands.
list, like what, chores?
No more drinking, delete all his friends from social media, apologize to each of their girlfriends, sleep in the guest room.
Oh, wow, that's controlling.
Right, it's like punishment, even though she was obviously sorry. And it doesn't stop there. Every night, 2 a.m., Mark wakes Sarah up to yell at her some more.
Seriously, the poor woman is probably exhausted.
She is. She's like, I messed up. I'm trying to make things right, but let me sleep.
It's like, when does taking responsibility become self-punishment? At some point, you gotta set boundaries. Know when enough is enough.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, can their relationship even recover from this?
Tough question. I'm not sure. But speaking of tough, this next Reddit story, dot oh boy, the sperm donation dilemma. Get ready for this one.
Okay, so we've got Emily, she's 23, engaged to Jake, he's 25, and has a 4-year-old with his ex.
Okay, so kind of blended family situation.
Exactly. But here's the kicker. Jake's ex, who's now a lesbian, calls him up. She and her partner want another kid, biologically related to their 4-year-old.
So they're asking Jake to.
Donate sperm. Yeah, imagine being Emily, right?
Oh my gosh, that's a lot to process. Not just the donation itself, but the whole ex-girlfriend situation.
Major invasion of their relationship, huge fight. They agree to say no and decide to take a break to cool off.
Uh-oh, a break? Those never end
You
well.
know it. So, what does Jake do during this break? Calls his ex back, says he'll do it without even talking to Emily.
Whoa, what was he thinking?
Right?
Yeah.
Total disregard for her feelings. Of course, Emily finds out she's devastated.
It's not even just about the donation. It's the lack of respect for their relationship, for her boundaries.
Exactly. Makes you wonder who was more important to him. His ex's happiness or his fiance?
Good question. And it really gets at that core issue of trust. Can you rebuild that after something like this?
Yeah, Jake realizes he messed up big time, begs forgiveness, says he'll take it back.
But the damage is done. Right. How can you ever feel secure after that?
It all comes down to whether Emily believes he can really change. And speaking of trust, or lack thereof, that takes us to our final story.
Oh, yeah, this last one's a tough one. Get ready for some heavy stuff.
This is about Chloe. She's 24, going through a really rough time. She just had a miscarriage, and now she's hospitalized for a week, complications from heart failure. So she's physically weak, emotionally devastated, really needs her husband David there for her.
In a time like that, you'd expect your partner to be right by your side, offering comfort support.
You would. But that's not what David does.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, he drops Chloe off at the hospital and then goes to his sister's house.
He just left. That's odd.
Doesn't come see her for hours, and even then, his sister's with him. Like, he couldn't be there alone with his wife.
It's almost like he was avoiding being there for her. Maybe he didn't know how to deal with such intense emotions.
That's what's so strange about it. And it just gets worse from there.
Oh no, how? What happened?
David's day off comes around. Chloe's begging him to visit, but he decides to run errands for his family instead.
He chose errands over his wife in the hospital.
Yep, didn't even bring her food. Clothes, nothing, no call, no check-in, like her pain was an afterthought.
That's what they call emotional neglect. He might have been physically present sometimes, but emotionally he wasn't there for her.
And you know what really gets me? When Chloe confronts him, he gets all defensive.
Like blaming her for being upset.
Exactly. Deflecting blame, minimizing her experience, even blamed her for kicking it out of her hospital room as if her needs were a burden.
Wow. That lack of accountability, it's a huge red flag. Instead of acknowledging her pain, taking responsibility, he's just protecting himself.
It's heartbreaking. So Chloe's discharged, still weak, can barely take care of herself.
I hope David at least picked her up.
Nope. Taxi home, alone, bleeding, exhausted, emotionally shattered.
That's just unbelievable. The person who promised to love and cherish her through thick and thin, completely absent when she needs him most.
And it goes on for months. David occasionally mentions the loss of their baby, but it always feels like it's about him deflecting from his own behavior.
That must be so frustrating for Chloe.
Yeah.
Like, her pain is invisible to him.
They fight, she cries, he promises to change, but nothing really gets better.
The classic cycle of empty promises, and it just erodes the trust even more.
Chloe tries to start divorce proceedings, but David always pulls her back in with promises.
Makes you wonder what keeps her going back. Is it hope? Fear being alone?
It's like she's trapped. Shows how hard it can be to leave a relationship that's no longer good for you.
Yeah, it's a powerful reminder to pay attention to those red flags, to know your worth.
These three stories, they might seem different, but they all show how complicated relationships can be. Communication breakdowns, trust issues, that essential emotional connection, it's all there.
They show us the real messy side of love, the parts we don't always want to see.
And it makes you think, right, how do we define healthy boundaries? When do actions not match words? How do we find the courage to walk away when we need to?
Big questions.
Yeah.
But it starts with recognizing those red flags, understanding that you deserve respect, love, support.
Exactly. These stories are intense, but they teach us valuable lessons. What do you think? What resonated with you most? Did any of these stories make you think about your own experiences?
I'd love to hear your thoughts. Let us know.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and take care of yourselves and your relationships.
So strange, right? It's like, was he uncomfortable with her grief? Did he not know how to comfort her?
Yeah, like maybe he felt inadequate or something. Makes you think. And get this. David's day off rolls around. Chloe's begging him to come visit, but he decides to run errands for a family member.
Errands? Seriously?
Yep. Didn't bring her food, clothes, anything. Didn't even call. It's like her pain didn't even matter.
That's emotional neglect, plain and simple. Maybe he was there physically sometimes, but emotionally, he was checked out.
And you know what's crazy? When Chloe finally says something, he gets all defensive.
Like turns it around on her?
Exactly. Deflects blame, minimizes her experience, even blames her for kicking him out of her hospital room. Like her emotional needs were too much for him.
Wow. That right there, that lack of accountability is a huge red flag. He's not owning up to his actions, just protecting himself.
It's so sad. So Chloe gets discharged, still weak, can barely walk.
Did David at least pick her up?
Nope. Taxi, alone, bleeding, exhausted, the whole nine yards.
Oh my gosh. It's like this is the person who vowed to be there for her through thick and thin, and he's nowhere to be found.
And it goes on like this for months. David mentions the loss of their baby sometimes, but it always feels like it's about him, not about Chloe's pain.
It's like he's using it as a shield to avoid dealing with his own behavior.
They fight, she cries, he says he'll change, but nothing happens.
Empty promises, classic cycle. And each time, that trust gets chipped away a little more.
Chloe even tries to start divorce proceedings.
But he pulls her back in.
Yep, with those promises. It's like she's caught in this loop of hurt and hope.
It really shows how hard it can be to leave, even when you know you should.
All three of these stories, they highlight how messy relationships can be. Breakdowns in communication, trust issues, that emotional connection, it's all so fragile.
And they remind us that love isn't always pretty, you know? Forgiveness is hard, and sometimes the strongest thing you can do is walk away.
Yeah. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Reddit relationships, I want to leave you with this. What are your boundaries?
What are you willing to accept, and what are your deal breakers?
Think about it, not just in romantic relationships, but in all your connections. It's about knowing your worth.
Because healthy relationships, any kind of relationship,
yeah,
they need respect, communication, and people showing up for each other, even when it's tough.
Thanks for joining us on this emotional roller coaster.
It's been a wild ride.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, take care of yourselves and your relationships. It's easy to get caught up in other people's drama, right? Especially on Reddit, where it's all laid out for you.
Oh, yeah. Those Reddit rabbit holes, they get you every time.
But I think these stories, they can teach us something too. Like they're kind of a reflection of our own relationship stuff.
Right, like holding up a mirror to those things we all go through. Love, betrayal, trying to make it work.
So what do we do with that? How do we take these stories and actually learn from them?
Well, communication, that's huge. And I don't mean just talking more. It's about really listening, understanding what your partner needs.
Like in that story with Chloe and David, maybe if they had been better at communicating, things could have been different.
Yeah, like maybe David could have said he was struggling or asked for help instead of just shutting down.
And Chloe could have been more upfront about what she needed from him instead of just hoping he'd figure it out.
It's so easy to think our partner should just get us. But sometimes you got to be direct.
Totally. But sometimes, even with good communication, things still fall apart, right? And these stories show us that it's okay to walk away from a relationship that's not working.
It's a tough decision, but sometimes it's the healthiest thing you can do.
It's about knowing your worth, not settling for less than you deserve.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this Reddit deep dive, think about your own boundaries. What are you willing to tolerate? What are your deal breakers?
These are important questions, not just for romantic relationships, but for all your connections.
Because any healthy relationship, it needs respect, communication, and people who are there for each other, even when it's tough.
Thanks for going on this emotional journey with us.
Yeah, we covered a lot today.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and take care of yourselves and your relationships.